Microsoft CLR performs garbage collection whenever there is insufficient memory to perform a new operation. At this time, all managed threads are temporarily stopped and collection starts. The garbage collector finds all references to objects that are in global or stack variables in the one or more running threads you currently have, and these are called roots. These reference objects are searched for more object references, and this continues until all referenced objects are found. So all objects in the managed heap are garbage, all other ones that aren't referenced. So referenced objects by the CLR's garbage collector are moved down in the managed heap, and memory is reclaimed that was used by what are called the garbage objects, ones that aren't referenced at this point. And this removes all fragmentation from memory and creates a continuous block of free memory at the end of the managed heap. And also, object references are fixed up, threads are started again, and then the failed new operation that invoked the garbage collection is retired.